Blog Talk Radio.
Everything I was has been elevated through the power of your love. Everything I've lost, everything I've gained, no longer makes a difference since you changed my name.
And my heart beats faster,
I can barely catch my breath
for your love.
Took the pain from my chest.
Now look at us.
Parallel to the stars, boy, you claim my heart is so amazing.
You are amazing.
Assalamu alaikum, peace and love to all, and Happy New Year. I'm hoping everyone's having a new year, although we are about 3 weeks in the month. But nevertheless, I hope everyone is improving, prospering, etc. Tonight, we're going to have second part of self-improvement, self-love, self-motivation. This year, this was all about is improving yourself and helping others and just keep going and going and going, you know, and reaching those goals that you have. We're going to take a short commercial, and if anyone would like to call in, please do. Also, I will be having a chat room or the chat line open for those who would like to submit a question or give what they've done to improve their life. And your comments are always welcome. So with that, we're going to take a short commercial break. Thank you.
Welcome to the Initiative Radio Network, where you will find programs that will not only pique your interest daily, but it will open up your conscious mind for a lifetime. Starting on Sundays at 6-8 p.m., we have Defending Farrakhan, hosted by Sister Pamela and Brother Maurice. On Mondays from 6-8 p.m., we have Peculiar Israelites, hosted by Sister Shamika. On Tuesdays from 8-10 p.m., we have the Aunt Canary Experience, hosted by Brother Anthony. On Wednesdays from 8-10 p.m., we have Who Did It To You Roundtable Discussion, hosted by Dr. James Jones, Sister Pamela, and Brother Maurice. On Thursdays from 8-10 p.m., we have Pamela Tyler's Enlightenment, hosted by Sister Pamela. On Fridays from 8-10 p.m., we have Sister to Sister Free Talk Fridays, hosted by Sister Shannon. And on Saturdays, we have from 7:30-9:30 p.m., Joshua Generation, hosted by Brother Marcellus. Thank you for joining the Initiative Radio Network. Welcome to the Initiative Radio Network, where you will find programs that will not only pique your interest daily, but it will open up your conscious mind for a lifetime. Starting on Sundays at 6-8 p.m., we have Defending Farrakhan, hosted by Sister Pamela and Brother Maurice. On Mondays from 6-8 p.m., we have Peculiar Israelites, hosted by Sister Shamika. On Tuesdays from 8-10 p.m., we have the Aunt Canary Experience, hosted by Brother Anthony. On Wednesdays from 8-10 p.m., we have Who Did It To You Roundtable Discussion, hosted by Dr. James Jones, Sister Pamela, and Brother Maurice. On Thursdays from 8-10 p.m., we have Pamela Tyler's Enlightenment, hosted by Sister Pamela. On Fridays from 8-10 p.m., we have Sister to Sister Free Talk Fridays, hosted by Sister Shannon. And on Saturdays, we have from 7:30-9:30 p.m., Joshua Generation, hosted by Brother Marcellus. Thank you for joining the Initiative Radio Network.
Peace and blessings, family. My name is Pamela Muhammad, and this is the Initiative Radio Network. Our program lineup is as follows.
Dr. James Jones III is a graduate of The Ohio State University. He has earned graduate degrees in African American Studies and History. Dr. Jones has produced the following books: Creating Revolution as They Advance, A Narrative History of the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. These writings examine the historical context that facilitated the demise of the Civil Rights Movement's patience and the ascension of a much bolder and less patient mid-60s Black Power politics. Manhood, Race, and Culture, Volumes 1 and 2, contains 66 essays that cover national events that occurred within the African-American community. O. Bruni, An African-American Odyssey Home, is an ethnographic study that follows an African-American to Africa, his ancestral homeland. Foolish Floyd, The Life and Times of an African-American follows an individual who emanates from a rich tradition of contrarians. You can purchase the writings of Dr. Jones at Amazon.com, also available on Kindle. Dr. Jones is also our network resident doctor and can be heard every Wednesday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern on the Initiative Radio Network. Please visit his website at manhoodraceandculture.com.
Thank you, and welcome back to the Initiative Radio Network, Pamela Palace Enlightenment. Tonight we're going to start off with what is self-improvement, and we're going to read from no other than Webster's Dictionary. Self-improvement, improvement of one's mind, character, etc., through one's own efforts. And so to the title of this, also the subject of this program, is called 2018 Do You. There's so many to talk sometimes when others judge or talk about what other people may be or may not be doing, but the main important thing is to look at yourself, to improve yourself, and not really worry about what others are doing or not doing. You know, you're trying to improve your life. You only have one, so therefore make the most of it, make the best of it. So that's my theme of 2018, to do you respectfully and allow others to do them as long as it's not hurting or harming yourself. So we will get into 20 improvements, self-improvement, and I will start off reading. You're going to see how long they are. Let's see. We're just going to give a couple of tips. 1 through 10, probably in the first 30 minutes. Then we'll go back into 10 through 20. 20 steps of self-improvement. Tips that will change your life. And the number one is, I say all the time that if you aren't focusing on self-improvement, you are just sitting on the sidelines of life. So the question becomes, are you happy with your life? Regardless of how you answer it, you have the power to make your life better than it is today. The power to do so lies within each of us. All you need is a little nudge to get started. Because of this, I have compiled a list of 20 self-improvement tips for you to start making a part of your everyday life. With 20 self-improvement tips and not 3 or 5, the reason is because everyone will start with what they feel most comfortable with first. And if I were to only list 3 tips, some people may not be interested in trying any of them. So we're going to read a couple of the tips, as I said before, 1 through 10, and let's see what, you know, what we get out of those, and perhaps they definitely will motivate oneself to do better. Okay, success starts here. But with 20-step growth tips, chances are you will find something to start with to improve your life. From there, you can move on to another tip and another, and so on and on. The great thing about this list is that all of the tips I list to better your life are easy to start doing. It won't take you weeks or months to begin applying them in your daily routines. Okay, so what are you waiting for? The first step to your best life begins now. Number one, love yourself. The first self-improvement tip is learn to love yourself. Unfortunately, for many, this is easier said than done. You have to learn to accept who you are and that you are beautiful just the way you are. You're not supposed to be like they have Brad Pitt, which I definitely, or sing like Adele, which she sings pretty well, but I definitely would have picked those two. But nevertheless, those are the examples that they have. You are supposed to simply be you. And that's why I titled this program tonight, Do You. You cannot do anyone else, as I stated before. And as I get older, the more and more and more I'm learning that each and every day to do me, to be me. You know, hopefully that's improving. Not to say I'm don't have room to prove, because Lord knows I do. But at the same time, I'm learning to embrace myself for who I am, how I was born, to accept myself, because that is the key. If you do not accept and love yourself, then you won't draw others to love and draw and to, you know, to love you. And it's not about them, you know, drawing anyone first and foremost. You know, it's about your self-love and your from your creator and yourself, because he doesn't make junk, or he just didn't create any of us without a purpose. We just have to learn how to embrace who we are and our purpose. And that way we will feel worthy about ourselves. And it doesn't matter what others may say or do say or don't say. We will have that self-love. So then I will go on to the next part. All throughout our daily life, we have others. All throughout our daily life, we have us put us down for who we are, what we wear, and what we believe in. They are against you. You need to be for you. If you are against you, there's no hope of living an amazing life. Learn to become your own ally and not your worst enemy. That's a great punch. Tell yourself, especially you are every day. It may be hard at first, but as time goes on, it will become easier. Learn to recognize what talents and qualities you have that are special. And believe me, we are all special in our own way. As I said earlier, yes, we are. We are all unique. We aren't all meant to do the same, look the same, say the same, think the same, et cetera. And that's why it's called unique. As I've been taught, that's only one snowflake. It doesn't have any identity. It's unique. There's nothing like another snowflake. There's no other snowflake like a snowflake. And there's no other person like any of us. So embrace who you are. Learn to love the you in you, you know. And so that's a beautiful thing to learn for all of us, to learn to accept who we are. For me, this tip was tough. Not for me, but I'm reading what it says. I started out looking in the mirror and telling myself how great I was. It felt weird. I didn't believe it, but a funny thing happened. After doing this day after day, I then began to believe it. It felt good to say, and soon it was excited. I was excited, excuse me. I was excited to do these steps. It has had a major impact on how I see myself and carry myself. I encourage you to follow through on these tips and experience the power of it. Number two, exercise. I'm making a point to exercise a few times a week. When I do, I feel great. Waking up a sweat and lifting weights makes me feel good about myself, and it improves my mood. Not surprisingly, when I'm busy and can't make it to the gym, I find I'm less motivated in general, and my mood sours. If you go to the gym and don't feel anything, I encourage you to lift heavy weights, to put yourself beyond your comfort zone. Many people go light, either because they think they can lift as much as they really can, or because they feel they will get big and bulky. I'm here to tell you that you can lift more than you think, and you won't get big and bulky. Unless it is in your genes or you are taking some artificial supplement. I've been lifting heavy weights for 15 years. I am nowhere near big and bulky. When you lift heavy weights, your body exerts more effort and you release more and don't listen to your sister. This is what makes you feel better and improves your mood. When you go through the emotions, your body doesn't resound because it isn't being worked. And that is so true. And let me digress a little bit right here. I was stiff a bit earlier, and as I was getting some movement, it really did feel better. So I must implement getting a little more exercise in my daily activities too. Of course, when it gets winter and darker, we seem to be like bears. We like to hibernate. We only leave the house when necessary, and that is to work or to make a necessary errand, run errand, or, really just go out when it's necessary because we, excuse me, the sun going down earlier, it seems to make us a bit more tired and groggy, but I try to maybe get a nap in and then wake up, do some type of activity or something I've been working on so therefore I feel like I've done something today and it won't feel like the whole day has gotten away from me even though it's darker, you know, right now during this time of season. So I just want to add that a little bit to that. But nevertheless, he was just speaking on lifting weight, et cetera. Not necessarily lifting weight, but just to get some type of exercise in your daily living. It's a good thing. Of course, we all have to eat better. I definitely do. I've slipped over the last 2 to 3 weeks, and I won't lie. I definitely need to look at my diet a bit and improve it. And it's the truth of it. So I'm going to strive this week. I may go on a one-day fast here. I'm going to try to do that before this week is over. Get some water, no soda, not juice. I'm going to try to do water and coffee because I've done that before and it did help. That's the thing. Don't overdo it if you're not used to fasting because it can definitely make you feel ill if you're not used to, going without food, but that it is good when you get your body conditioned, even if it's just once a day, to help pull physically the toxic out of your body, and you won't be as sick and getting all these colds and flu that unfortunately we get, especially this time of year. So that's a lesson to myself of fasting, because I know when I did do it more, I definitely, I have a cold. I get a cold like, give or take once or twice a year. When I was really on my, doing my fasting and striving to eat that one meal a day. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I did see the difference between my physical health. It was an improvement. And so, I say that to say that we all, definitely have to look at our diet. It's the truth. If we want to stay healthy and be able to, enjoy life the best we can, then we really are going to have to make an improvement. So I will go back to number 3, which is if you are going to work out, you might as well eat well too, right? I find when I'm working out, I eat better. When I start working out, I eat poorly. It's a simple cycle, really. I lift weights and I feel good about myself. I eat well and the cycle repeats. So, yes, we have to strive to have less grease than I did have a bit this week. And I need to definitely decrease it. Most times you are feeling like crap because you are eating highly processed sugary foods. Try to eat healthy, just way we limit your sugar intake and eat more natural foods like fruits and vegetables. The first day or so might be hard, but give your body time to adjust and you'll be amazed how much better your life will be. That drop off of energy in the afternoon you always experience will no longer happen. you might wake up and tired. You won't wake up and tired, be tired any longer. You just have to give yourself a few days to adjust. For me, I set out with a goal of just eating more fruits and vegetables. I didn't find a set goal other than to figure out how to increase my consumption of these foods. I added a banana to my breakfast, and I put some shredded spinach into my eggs. I was scared at first, but you really can't taste the spinach. For snacks, I would eat an apple at lunch, and then I would add in more vegetables. Think I'm anywhere near what the food pyramid calls for these foods, but this strategy works for me. And also, you have to find out what works for you. You know, take some steps. Sometimes it can be baby steps, but nevertheless, as long as you are striving to improve, is what is most important to do. So we will read a couple more. Number four, we are all creatures of habit. We follow the same routines day in, day out. This makes life easier for us, but also makes us lazy. To spice things up, you need to change your habit. I'm not talking about refraining from brushing your teeth. Oh, we got it. That's a joke. But maybe brush with the opposite hand. Excuse me. Instead of taking the same way to work every day, try a new way. Make Tuesday night, Saturday night. Find simple ways to change things up in life. The more you can do this, the more you keep your mind and body on its toes, and it has to keep learning. Going back to the exercise part above, it's the same idea. If you never increase the weight you lift, your body adapts to the exercise, and it's no longer being challenged and not growing. Another great way to change your habits is to start your days off right. Learn how to master your mornings, and you will see a positive impact on the rest of your day. And also, I would add, maybe write down some things that you want to improve on or the things you would like to be more organized, because I can't stand this organization or disorganized people. It runs me batty, and that's the truth. Not only the physical things, like I see things just laying around. I'm like, please put that in its proper place, because I'm not lying. It runs me just totally insane to see things out unorganized. I don't like for my life to be unorganized. So I'm learning, of course, to be patient, because everything doesn't happen overnight. Everything doesn't get solved overnight. That's true, too. But at the same time, as I say, it doesn't take a lifetime. It does not take a lifetime to improve your life, improve some things in your life. And sometimes we procrastinate too much and too long. We make too many excuses. This, that. I'm going to wait to this. I got to do that. They got to happen before I do this, et cetera, et cetera. But that's not true. We make excuses because we're afraid of change or we're afraid of what people may say. And I'm at the point now in 2018, I'm getting too old to be lying to myself and others. I have to improve. Yes, I've been very proud of myself by the grace of the Lord. But I've had some setbacks, too. But once I emotionally strive to accept those setbacks and learn, God knows I've been learning from striving to, once I've learned from them, you know, it's time to get up and move on and push on through it, to learn from it. But I would say that setbacks aren't always to stagnate us, but it's, in a sense, it's for us to learn to get up, to set us up, to even set us up for bigger and better and more livable and desirous and special things. So that's my take on my setbacks. I would not, by the grace of God again, I will not allow those setbacks to set me back. I will allow them to set me up. How about that? So we have to learn how to, maneuver through life and the things, like I say, that, sometimes takes us off our track. Yes, it does. But at the same time, if we truly believe and have faith, we're going to do what it takes and put ourselves back up and continue to get on the road of prosperity, self-improvement, self-love, you know, just living and just improving yourself. That's what life is about, you know. We don't know, you know, we can rush our time sometimes and be real with the things we do, how we live, how we think, what we do, et cetera. That we definitely have a responsibility in our life. So, you know, some people like, oh, I'm going to live my life and do whatever because I ain't got for one. But yes, you got for one, but if you got a sense that God has given you, you know, dang well, you have a responsibility and not just foolishness in your life either. So, yes, it's nothing wrong with enjoying your life, our life. Sure, that I want to enjoy my life. I mean, you know, what's the use of having a life if you don't enjoy it? But at the same time, we have responsibilities, and we should not be doing just ignorant, outright, dangerous things that's going to jeopardize our life. So we got to stop our foolishness on top of that, saying that foolishness. So that's my two cents on that. So with that, I'm going to read a bit more, then we're going to take it. I have a clip for two. That's not very long. Again, it's talking about self-improvement, so I hope you guys are enjoying this. If you have any questions, and then please do have the chat box open. So if you have any things that have worked for you as far as what you've done, you know, new job, I don't know, a new career, goals you have made, et cetera. If you want to share those, and please do. That's what I'm here for, to help us to self-improve. And let's see, we're going to go, I think we was at number four. Let's go to number, let's say, five. Let's see here. Okay, I lost my place. Give me a second, please. Okay. Okay, number four. Okay. let's go to number five. I believe we're about to get to number five. Set goals. Oh, yeah, I love it. And make you a, what some call a goal board or a vision board or something. And so you can see the things you've set out to do and how far you've gotten. And, you know, I would say start small at first. Once you have set those goals and accomplished those goals, and then you can go for bigger things. So that's what I'm going to do. I have a couple of things in mind that God knows I would love to happen. I'm working on those things. By the grace of God, they will happen. So, we're going to set some goals here, and we're going to keep those goals going. Number five, set goals. While you change your habits, you should also focus on setting goals for yourself. Where do you want to be in 1 year or 3 or 5 years? Don't just write them down, but visualize these goals. Make the goals a part of you. I have some long-term goals for myself. I've got some good, so good at visualizing them that I can see specific details. For example, when I was visualizing my dream house, I could see blades of grass. When I closed my eyes and saw the big house and yard I wanted to own. Don't get upset if you can't do this right away. Start small, as I said before. He said, "Start small and just begin to visualize." The key to setting goals is making them manageable. Do you hear me? Manageable. That means something that you can do that's attainable. Don't go and make a goal, you know, so just not to say you shouldn't have big goals, but first you have to start, as I say, you have to show how to crawl usually before you walk, huh? So therefore, you know, start small, and then you can visualize your big goal. So your bigger goal. The key to setting goals is making them manageable. Again, as I said, manageable, obtaining them, making them possible. You can set aim goals and would fail miserably. I still have to break them down into smaller monthly goals and see. And that is so great. I mean, it could be something as, I'm not going to eat this candy bar today. You know, or maybe I shouldn't say I'm not going to eat it, but maybe half of it. But that's an improvement. If you used to eat two or three candy bars and you decide, hey, I'm not going to eat one today, or the two if I've been eating three, that's an improvement. And so don't be hard on yourself. Be happy. Give yourself a pat on the back. You know, that's an improvement. So that shows that if I can decrease, you know, even something as simple as a candy bar or a bag of potato chips, that your other goals are attainable just as well if you make that first step. So that's the beauty of it. We can set our goals. And, you know, a lot of times you don't have to share your goals either with no one. Now, if you have someone in your corner, you know, meaning when I say corner, someone who supports you, someone who believes in you, someone who won't be talking all this negative, yah, 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 in your ear. If you have that, then you praise be to the Lord. You've got a great thing. If you just have that one person, then that is a blessing, because a lot of times, so many people will be so discouraging when you're trying to do something for yourself. You know, so you have to be careful who you share your goals with. You know, I'm like this. I love to see others prosper, and I thank a lot that he has given me that. Well, I'm not jealous and, oh, look what she gave to her. She don't deserve that. He don't deserve that. Who in the hell am I to be trying to start what God has given someone else? That is not my place to say that. It's my place to be happy for those person. You know, praise be to Allah. And when it's my turn, inshallah, which means God's willing, and then it'll be my turn, and hopefully I have one or two happy for me, the things that I've accomplished. So that shows if I can do it, or if she can do it, by the grace of God, you can do it. You don't have to get down and dirty of doing anything. Try to do things right. Try to do things legitly. You know, that's a lot of times what we don't get anywhere. Because sometimes we take the devil's road or the devil's level. We want to do it in a way that's going to get us quick and fast to the goal. And that's not gonna. You may accomplish it at first, but it's not gonna last, and the dying show is not gonna be peaceful. You know, stealing from people, don't do that. You know, it's just wrong, man. Don't be doing it and lying and stealing and you know, doing these mischievous things, because, as I say, you think you're getting away, but in actuality, there is that sees you, and it will come back. It may not come on you. You may have children. You may have grandchildren. And that's what I've been told. What we do, it definitely affects our seed. So remember that. Maybe if you're not want to do anything that's a positive, do this negative stuff, and you think, oh, it's on me, I don't give a, you know, what. I can do what I want to do to whom or where I want to. No, think about that. It just may be on your grandbaby or your baby. So think about that. And we have to stop our foolishness. And as I say, still trying to do stuff in the right way. And that's the only way Allah is going to bless us. And so with that, number six, I will go to that. And number six, accept fair you. Newsflash, you're going to fail. You're going to fail many times in life. Sure is. Falling is okay. In fact, you should embrace failure. When you stretch beyond your comfort zone, you are growing as a person. It is only natural that you will fail. But don't fail for the lie. Don't fall for the lie that failing is bad. Think about failing. And when you were little, as a toddler, we have to learn to walk. If you ever watch a toddler learning to walk, she falls down many times. In other words, she fails countless times. Why is a child father to learn to walk? Okay. Why is a child father to learn to walk? Okay. Because you failing to learn a new skill as an adult. Is it a bad thing? No. At the end of the day, it is still it's still failure, but at the same time, it is a success. And that's true. A lot of times, I know I have. Man, I've tried so many times to do certain things. To oh, my God. Are you kidding me? Whew, I could just write a book on it. Oh, Lord have mercy. And I, you know, and it hurt it when those things didn't come to pass, or when no one helped me to accomplish those things. Man, and yes, I was very upset. I was very hurt because I gave it all I had, and then some. But as they say, if it's not God's will, I don't care how much we want it, how much we pray for, what we do. That's good or not good, it's not going to happen. And I know these were some great things I was trying to do and accomplishing places I was trying to go. It wasn't anything evil that I was trying to do. These things was positive. And I'm like, oh, I'm trying to do this specific thing and it's not going, I'm having like all sorts of trials and tribulations. Oh, and I'm like, what? You know, I'm like almost like a child, you know, crying out to God, like, why aren't these things happening for me? Why? You know, that's what I was saying. I'm like, oh, I was very disappointed. I was very hurt because I had worked all year to make them happen. I was, you know, oh, God. And it's just not 1 year, but it was 2 years in a row that I tried to accomplish this specific goal and wanted it so bad, and I was so close, but yet I was so far. So far. Do you hear me? Close, but yet far. And eventually, you know, it didn't happen. You know, and I cried. Like I say, I'm not ashamed to say it. Shoot. You know, we all crying. If we don't, something wrong with us. You know, we have to be real. We have to be vulnerable, especially to our God. You know, He knows what we feel. He sees the pain. You know, He knows it before we do. So I was just real when I'm like, "Oh, life didn't happen. Why? You know, I was trying so hard, and it didn't work." And you know, right back at same like square one. And my God, you know, I was a bit very upset. I'm not gonna lie up in here. Very upset. Very, very, very. But after those tears, and I thought about it, prayed on it, I said, well, as the Holy Quran says, you plan, or we plan, they plan, but God is the best player. So therefore, He saw what I did not see. So therefore, I have to learn how to accept it because I had no choice. And, you know, and believe that He did that for my best. For my best. He knows best. Even when we don't. Even when we don't want to believe it. Even when we think we know better. Even when we're hurt. Even when we can't see straight. Even when we understand, confused, angered, you name it, He knows this. So after I prayed about it, you know, cried a couple of tears, you know, if something did good come out of it. So I didn't get to go what I wanted. I helped someone else do. So it made me feel good because she was a good person. She had helped me. You know what I'm saying? You know what? Well, so it's not my goal. I mean, this goal that I wanted did not happen for me. But do I want the same thing for my brother or sister as I want for myself? That's the real person of striving to be God. When you can say that honestly. And, you know, I said, yes, I do. Why not she be able to benefit from this, even though I couldn't at the time. Whether it had been a shoe or another foot, and I could have benefited, and someone could have helped me. When I wanted them to help me, yes, I would have. So therefore, by the grace of God, that I shared what I could not accomplish with that certain person. She deserved it. She loved it. She enjoyed it. So you know what I said after that? I said, all praise be to Allah. Thank you, God. And my sister. And I'm a blood sister. But my sister. Spirit, heart, and soul. Enjoy something that I want to do. So that's the beauty and that's the blessing out of that one. So I've learned that it's not going to always, you know, happen when I want to happen. And things that I want may not be the blessing for me. It could be a very a blessing for others, so that we have to learn how to look at that and to learn from that. And the blessings don't always come in the same form or fashion. If you learn out $50, that don't mean you're going to get $50 back. It doesn't even mean you're going to get 10 of it back. It doesn't always come in the form or the fable that you put out. It can come in another fable. It can come in God exempting you or protecting you from a sickness or from death or for your child from death or home or whatever. But whatever the blessing is for me, then I'll praise be to God. Thank you, God. You know my blessing more than what brother blessed to give me more than I know to give to myself. But we always say for blessings, seems like in a money form. And I just figure that, yes, we need money. Who don't need money? Shoot. Everything in a way is to try to get money. Legally, that is. But, yeah, we all need it because money, there's nothing wrong with having money. Let's get this straight, too. You do not have to be poor with that. And some of us think that, too. We get that from this old niggardly slave mentality. No, ma'am, no, sir. God don't want you to be ragged, poor, ignorant, unknowledgeable of doers. No, he don't. That's not godly. That's not to say the people that are ragged or maybe ignorant, not godly either, don't get me wrong, but a lot of us think that. Oh, I'm going to get my heaven bye-bye. No, you better try to get your heaven right now and live. Hello? There's no guarantee. When God calls you home, you think you're going to get your bye-bye, sweetie. Get your bye-bye right now. And try to live the best of your life and have something in life and enjoy. That's what these things are for on this earth. They are to be enjoyed. And so with that, hoping that everyone is enjoying the call. I'm having a great time here. Just talking about life, upliftment, and love, and improvement. And I hope that you are too. So with that, we're going to take a short commercial break while I get a little drink. So we're going to take a break and be right back with Pamela Palace and Light Nick. Thank you so much.
Welcome to the Initiative Radio Network, where you will find programs that will not only pique your interest daily, but it will open up your conscious mind for a lifetime. Starting on Sundays at 6-8 p.m., we have Defending Farrakhan, hosted by Sister Pamela and Brother Maurice. On Mondays from 6-8 p.m., we have Peculiar Israelites, hosted by Sister Shamika. On Tuesdays from 8-10 p.m., we have the Aunt Canary Experience, hosted by Brother Anthony. On Wednesdays from 8-10 p.m., we have Who Did It To You Roundtable Discussion, hosted by Dr. James Jones, Sister Pamela, and Brother Maurice. On Thursdays from 8-10 p.m., we have Pamela Palace Enlightenment, hosted by Sister Pamela. On Fridays from 8 to 10 p.m., we have Sister to Sister Free Talk Fridays, hosted by Sister Shannon. And on Saturdays, we have from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m., Joshua Generation, hosted by Brother Marcellus. Thank you for joining the Initiative Radio Network.
Okay, thank you, and welcome back to the Initiative Radio Network. I'm Sister Pamela K. Muhammad, and this program is called Pamela Palace Enlightenment. I hope I'm striving to enlighten someone to enlighten themselves. Give a star shine your own light. You don't have to wait on others. You don't have to wait on permission. I almost forgot my word. You don't have to wait on that permission. You do you. Respectfully. That's not to say I'm going to do me and hurt everybody else and be on top of this world and don't give a darn about the next man and this woman and this child. I'm not saying do it in selfishly or ugly or evilly. I'm not saying that by no means, please. Let me make that clear. But I am saying, do you respectfully, do you rightfully, do you self-determined-wise, et cetera. You have the right to live your best life. You do. You don't have to be feeling guilty. You want to be the best you. You want to lose weight. Sweetie, you get out there and lose that weight and make yourself the best you can make it, or at least the best for yourself, not for nobody else, not for a man, not for a woman, not for no one, but your God and yourself, or the God, because there's only one, but for God and yourself, you do it for you, and you feel good about yourself. You don't let no one or they put you down or tell you you can't do nothing, because I'm telling you this, so many people will tell you what you can't do. You may find one that tell you that you if you find one, Lord knows, they're saying a lot. They're saying a lot. So, what I'm saying, though, you do not have to be validated by anyone else except yourself, and God has already given you the validation when He created you. But it's up to us to validate and improve and shine our own light as bright as He will allow it. And when I say He, I'm talking about no other than Creator. So you go ahead and shine that light and be the best you can be. Don't let no one put your light out. Don't let nobody tell you can't do nothing or improve yourself or whatever it is you're going for. Hey, you proved them wrong. And that's many times that you have to do that. And I know that, like I said, you're not going to always have the one like, oh, Sister Pamela, or whoever your name is. You can do this, and oh, that's beautiful, and all praise be to God, or hallelujah, or whatever term you may use. People not going to say that to you. They'll be in the background, or some of them be in your face. Say, oh, she ain't going to help her for her. Man, please, she dreaming. Man, she must be crazy as hell to think that this or that is going to happen for her. Are you kidding me? She's crazy. So you have to be aware of people like that. You have to be aware of the people you share your goals and your dreams with. Because I'm telling you, they're not already going to try to bring you down. So, if you can find, like I say, one or two that's with you, and they just won't be mouthing the words, but when you need them, they'll be there. So you'll know the true ones from the fake ones. Believe that. You will know. So with that, we're going to see, can I find my clip here? I've been having trouble lately finding my clips, and I know I've download these things. But just watch. When you try to accomplish something, you're going to know who's in your corner and who's not. And once they're not, you get the right on out of your face with that foolishness. Nobody got no time for that. So with that, we're going to listen to them. Well, it's about 15 minutes or so. Les Brown, How to Improve Your Self-Esteem. And we'll be right back. The time is past tonight, Trent. I hope you've been enlightened. I hope you've been inspired. I hope you've been lifted. I hope you are being improved or will be by the words that I'm sharing tonight. So let's go to a clip. Thank you so much.
But many times I'm sure that we've all taken time just to stop and reflect. Many times when we hear what's happening in the news or read the newspapers, where's all of this leading to? What's going on here? And so I think that now more than ever, we must begin to look at what are the things that we can do that would put us on some firm footing in life, that will enable us to do some things and use some powers that we have, that many of us go through life never ever discovering that we have those things going for us. And part of that, I believe, is knowing what it is your life worth. What is it that gives your life a sense of meaning and purpose? Because once you find that, it puts you in your power place. See, if you know what your life work is, I encourage you to start working on it. If you can't do it all at one time, do just a little bit of it. And if you don't know what it is that you showed up to do, if you don't know why you're here, I encourage you to find out what your purpose is here. What is the meaning of your life? What will be different? Have you ever asked yourself that question? I've done that. I remember coming from a friend of mine's funeral, and I was reflecting on how much time I had left. And I went for a walk in a park thinking about this guy whose life was so promising. And, I mean, he wasn't an old guy. He was quite young, in fact. And I thought about all of the things that he said he was going to do, and he never got a chance to do those things. And I started thinking about my own life and how much time I had left to do the things that I would like to do. And at that time, I wasn't sure what my life purpose was, what my life's work was. I wasn't sure about it at that time. And I thought about it quite a lot. I had some idea, but I wasn't convinced, that I don't think I felt worthy. I didn't believe that it could be me to do this kind of work that I'm doing right now. And I say to you that if you begin to take a conscious effort to find out what it is that you're supposed to do, I say that it can literally save your life. I said that it can literally save your life. 85% of the American public, according to recent studies, are going to jobs that they hate, working on jobs that do not challenge them. They get sick thinking about going. Because, see, when you go to a job and you already know how far you can go, you can already see that proverbial glass ceiling. See, when you're going someplace and you already know how much you're going to make, you already know how far you can go, you're in a dead-end position. It erodes your self-esteem. It lowers your sense of yourself. It creates an inner turmoil. It creates an emptiness in you. So I say that your life is worth finding what it is that you're supposed to do. And I'm not saying quit your job. I'm saying find it and do just a little bit of it. Just start working at it just a little bit, but do find out what your work is and hold on to it and don't let your dream go. Don't let it go. See, and here's something else I want you to begin to look at. Why is it that most people don't pursue their dreams or don't do better than what they're doing if they're capable of doing it? I think that many of us don't go the next step because we don't know what to do yet. And I say that the reason that we don't even explore the possibility of what to do is because subconsciously we don't believe that it can happen for us and we don't believe that we deserve it. So here's what I'm suggesting. How much time do you spend working on you? How much time do you spend every day working on your dream? In the last 90 days, how many books have you read? In the last year, what new skill or knowledge have you acquired? What kind of investment have you made in you? So I'm saying that as you begin to look at where you want to go, if you want to make it today, and things are changing so fast you have to literally run to stand still, I'm saying that you've got to make some conscious effort to begin to work to develop you. Here's something else. Most people are not living their dreams because of fear, ladies and gentlemen. Fear, limited vision, and lack of self-esteem is what keeps most people doing things they don't want to do. The same reason that people stay in relationships where they're abused or they're unhappy or it's unfulfilling, they can't see themselves beyond that relationship. They can't see themselves enjoying life without that person. They think that this is all that they can do. The same reason that people get stuck at a certain level in life, they can't see things being better for them. And they think that this is it and this is all they deserve. This is all they've ever seen. It's been passed on to them. And they think that this is it for them. Oh, no. I was looking what Dr. Blanton, Smiley Blanton, who is a colleague of Dr. Norman Vincent Peale, what he said about fear. He said, fear is the most subtle and destructive of all human diseases. Ladies and gentlemen, fear kills dreams. Fear kills hope. Fear put people in the hospital. Fear can age you. Fear, ladies and gentlemen, can hold you back from doing something that you know within yourself that you're capable of doing, but it will paralyze you. And it seemed like you're in a hypnotic spell. And I asked you a question, what is the benefit? What's the benefit of allowing fear to hold you back? What's the benefit of giving up on yourself, of not stepping out on life and taking life on? What is the benefit for you? What's the plus in that? It's one of the things I had to ask myself. So I didn't want to make any mistakes. I wanted everybody to like me. I wanted to be perfect the first time I did something. It's not going to happen. You're going to make some mistakes. You're going to hurt some folks' feelings. You're going to create some enemies. Whenever you decide that you want to begin to take life on, you've got to ask yourself, how long am I going to allow this to hold me back? I like what Zig Ziglar says. He said, fear is false evidence appearing real. That is an illusion that we create in our mind. It is a state of mind that can be changed. So let's look at how we can begin to take some steps to restructure that fear, to begin to expand our visions of ourselves, to begin to increase our self-esteem. Webster said that self-esteem means confidence and satisfaction in oneself. Look at your life right now. Whatever you've done up to this point in time, your life is working. Whatever you have produced, it came out of you as a result of the kind of person that you have become. It's a result of your choices. It's a result of your consciousness. Now you have to ask yourself, are you satisfied with what you have produced? Is this what you want? Would you like for things to be better than this? Do you believe that you deserve better than this? Are you content? This is it. You don't have to do anything else. That you already resigned yourself in life and say, well, I'm happy. I'm not starving like the people in Calcutta. Are you allowing yourself to get off the hook like that? Or do you believe somewhere in the back of your mind or in your heart that there is some other great work for you to do? There's something else that life has for you. And that's why you're here. How do we handle this fear factor? How do we increase our self-esteem? You have to begin to fortify yourself. How do we do that? I believe that you have to begin to consciously monitor your inner conversation and start talking to yourself. Start building yourself up. Sometimes the only good things you will hear about you are the things that you say to you. So I'm saying learn to be your own booster. Start building yourself up. Start encouraging yourself. Start saying, I can do this. I can make this happen. When I started thinking about becoming a speaker, I said, yes, I can do this. I can make this happen. When I start trying to convince myself I can be a businessman after flopping and failing and losing thousands of dollars and feeling stupid and dumb and having people take advantage of me because of what I didn't know, I had to talk to myself because people were saying to me that I was dumb. And somewhere in the back of my mind, I was saying, you're right, look at what I've done. I had to say, no, Les. Hey, come on, man, get yourself together. You can handle this. You just haven't figured it out yet. It's all right. This is your training period. This is the tuition you have to pay for what you don't know. You can do this. Other people have done it. It doesn't take an Einstein. Get you some people that can teach you some stuff that you don't know. Get you some people that have done it successfully and learn from them. Take some seminars, workshops, read some books on how to manage a business. Change the way you see yourself and begin to tend to the personal details. Understand that nobody's going to take care of your business better than you. And when I start changing that kind of mindset of beating myself up because of my mistakes, and start looking at the possibility of my doing better, of my making the adjustment that would enable me to do what I want to do successfully, things begin to change. And I say, stop beating up on yourself. You do it. I know you do it. I've done it. It's a natural inclination for us to put ourselves down. See, we are born negative, I think, in a negative consciousness because we live in a negative world. Here's some other things, ladies and gentlemen. Begin to guard your mind against negative programming, like turn off the television. Don't watch the news. So you've got to guard the kinds of things that you put in your mind. See, if you don't program your mind will be programmed because human beings are goal-oriented. That's why we die of broken hearts early. That's why we're running through life to early graves. We're going through life, ladies and gentlemen. And I think that Henry David Thoreau said that most men live in quiet desperation. Most of us go through life running scared. So we created this in our minds, false evidence appearing real. We made it real in our minds. That's why Churchill said there's nothing to fear but fear itself. That's the destructive monster. So turn off things that can contribute to your fear. Turn a deaf ear to people that all they can do is talk about how negative things are because they have bought into the consciousness of the world. Start attending workshops, seminars, listening to tapes on a daily basis to begin to recondition your mind, to retrain your thinking. Faith comes by what? Hearing and hearing and hearing. Listen to things that can empower you, that can enable you to create a new reality for yourself and a new life for yourself. You might appear to be strange around most people. You know, most people think you're strange if you're happy today. See, these people have not found their purpose in life. That's why they're grumpy. That's why they're miserable. That's why they're so negative. They're hurting and they want to hurt other people. So start practicing using programs for your mind. Seminars, books, workshops. Keep a journal. Record your thoughts, what's happening with you. Every day when you get up, have a journal near you. See, ladies and gentlemen, we get 3 to 4 thoughts a year that if we would act on those thoughts, they could change our life. What idea are you sitting on? Write your ideas down. And then, once you get that idea, take the leap. Take the leap. See, it's out here in the universe. If you don't take the plunge, I guarantee you, somebody else will. Take the plunge. Go into action. And ladies and gentlemen, you will be surprised at how things will come together. You'll be surprised. Now, you're going to have some difficult challenges. I can tell you that now. Be aware of that. Things are not going to work out exactly right. For a time, they will, sometimes. And that's when life is just playing a game with you. I want you to feel good and relax. But ladies and gentlemen, go into action with your dream. And don't avoid where the fights are. Get in the midst of the fight. Get knocked down so you can learn how to fight so you can hold your position. See, most people don't get out in the arena of life because they don't want to fight. Most people don't get out there because they don't want to get knocked down. They don't want to be dropped to their knees. But see, you're going to be dropped whether you're on the field or whether or not you're sitting on the sidelines. You're going to be dropped. So at least get dropped for something. See, that's how most people are spectators in life. You don't want to be a spectator. You want to get out in the field where the action is. And you will be amazed after the struggle, there will be a calm period and things will begin to click for you.
Okay, thank you, and welcome back to Pamela Palace Enlightenment. I'm your host, Pamela K. Muhammad. We were just listening to Les Brown, the motivator speaker, who I've always enjoyed. He was a very uplifting, positive, and, you know, he tells Sharia, you know, everything's not done. You know, life is made, in case you haven't noticed. For those that haven't noticed, life is made up of negative as well as positive. So, of course, you know, we're not going to have or hear or experience every day of our life positive things. That's impossible. But what we can do, you know, learn how to live and, you know, learn how to eventually get the positive out of a negative or tragic situation. So that's how I tend to strive to live life. Because, yes, we do have negative things. As you say, you know, you maybe don't want to tell yourself something of good every day. Because we do have a world that we're living in that is going out. The new world is coming in. But, of course, this will seem sometimes overwhelmingly negative. you know, and some people may look at it as hopeless, et cetera, without, you know, the violence and saying, you know, as I said, the different trials of life, et cetera. But I don't look at it like that, thank God. You know, we have to just strive to do better in our lives, and those that we can help, you know, help. And, those we can't, then we can't, and that's the way it is. So, you know, we have to balance lives. Like I said, we have negative things that come in our life, whether it's sickness or, you know, sometimes it's death, sometimes it may be financial situations and stresses of that. But we have to not, you know, in a way to have to strive to balance our stress so it won't go into other things that, you know, causes even more negative situations and things like that. So, you know, do something that makes you feel good. You know, maybe reading a book, maybe exercising, maybe improving a hobby that you have. You know, some people like playing games. Some people like doing hair. You know, it's all the kind of stuff to strive to do, to improve. As I said, get you a goal, you know, set you a small goal and do that. We have tonight, I'm going to end the show in about we have 13 minutes. So for those that may want to call in, I'm sorry I didn't even give the number out, but the number is 563-999-3682. Again, 536-999-3682. For those that may want to make a comment and put, I do have the chat box open, so you may do that this time because I'm ended it a bit early tonight. But nevertheless, I have definitely enjoyed it. I'm going to read a couple more steps before we close to our 20 tips. Won't get to all the 20 tonight, but we at least going to get to 10 to maybe at least 10 to 12. So with that, let's go into our number. I believe we left our phone number 06. Yes, 6 was a step failure. You know, sometimes you're going to fail. A lot of times we may fail. But, you know, learn what made us fail. And then go from there, pick it up, and as the saying goes, try again until you're successful. So we are on number 7. And it, number 7 is called Create a Mission Statement. This is my favorite of the tips to improve yourself. You need to know who you are and what to stand for. In other words, you need to create a personal mission statement, not more over creating the perfect mission statement here. Just come up with something that identifies who you are, what you are about. As time goes on, you can modify it. My mission statement, my mission statement talks about being a healthy person that was looking for the improved positive in life. Again, nothing complicated, and there's room for improvement, just like with life. If you need help with creating your personal mission statement, then they have a place on here where you can click. And I found these tips, which are from Google. It's on a Money Start Guide page. And I just Googled it in, and they got, you know, pay off debt, self-improvement, achieving goals, et cetera. So you can always find something positive on the net that also will help. So I just Googled it this in, and that's how I found this. Well, as I was stating, number 8, we're on now. Be thankful. Oh, my God. That really what has gotten me through life, or Lord knows. Even through the trials of daily living and what I have to endure in my personal life, and praise be to Allah, that's all I can say. I just strive to be grateful. You know, I look at, even though I may not can do that, at least I can do that, you know, and be grateful for what he has given me, instead of being grateful for, you know, so-called what he hasn't given me. And that makes me feel better also to, you know, start counting your blessings. Like I say, we all may want more. We all may want to be improved in some areas of life. And there's nothing wrong with that. Lord knows it's not. But it takes time, it takes faith, and it definitely takes work, because nothing is going to happen without our work. We can think about it, we can pray about it, we can dream about it all day and night, but until we make an effort to do it, it's not going to happen. When we're still making the effort, then God is still sending that one or two persons in your life. Excuse me. I'm a little cold here, but nevertheless, it's all good. He will send someone to help you do the thing. It might be something as simple as sometimes getting to work. It could be in some people's lives something as getting a drink of water. You know, sometimes people take those things for granted, but some people aren't even able to do that sometimes, or able to have a drink of water. So we have to start looking at what we do have, because there are so many people that don't have anything. So with that, because I get I can't stand ungrateful people. That's one of my pet peeves. And I can't stand people that always complain about every and all things. Be grateful, because you keep complaining about something, about everything. You might find yourself without nothing. And that's the God's untruth. So with that, let's go to number 8, which is be thankful. The next of the self-improvement tips that you need is to be thankful for all that you have. Why are so many people living in debt? Because they are chasing happiness. They think that happiness comes from things. They don't realize that happiness comes from within. It's the same with the quote, success leads to happiness. It doesn't. Happiness leads to success. Be happy with all that you have. Also, you have it better than the majority of people, as I was just saying. Yes, you do. Okay. Try to take a few minutes at the end of each day and think back on what happened. Acknowledge the positive things in your life and be thankful for them. They don't need to be important events, either like screwing a race at work. They could be as simple as getting to run around outside with your kids, or your children, should I say. kids have really small goats in case of baby goats, in case anyone didn't know that. And I know we're used to that, but they're really our children. They are our goats. So run outside with your children, whatever it is, large or small, important, assembly or unimportant. Be thankful for it all. The more you do this, the easier they will be to identify. Number 9, learn a new skill. Learn a new skill breeds confidence and outlast. When we learn something new, we get excited and are eager to learn more. This increases our self-confidence, and we grow and want to learn more. It's a cycle that fuels itself. That was number 9. And it is true, so true. I'm always trying to learn how to do something. Lord knows I try to learn how to free air. And I was trying to learn how to speak or recognize the Spanish language. I bought a book on it. I went to the line. I downloaded things. I even took a class in Arabic online. And the beauty of it was, no, I wasn't good at it. I'm not going to lie. I still have so long to go. But the beauty of it is, I tried. And it makes me feel good. I didn't get to the goal that I wanted. And I may be always striving to get to the goal that I want in Arabic. I don't know. But I love learning and being humble and open. And, you know, that made me feel great just to even try to do it. Even though, like I say, I'm nowhere near where I wanted to be on it or be with it, you know. But, you know, it's great. It's all good. I've wanted to do jewelry, design jewelry when I was a little girl. And finally, as I got older, by the grace of God, I designed it. Someone else helped me assemble it, put it together. So now it was a blessing. I sold some of it. Now I really don't make it anymore. I just sell, you know, sell jewelry here and there. But that was a great goal to see your creativity, your creativity coming to reality. That was a beautiful thing. I wanted to do that. I wanted to do a lot of things. There's so many things I wanted to do. And that's the beauty of it. Just learn how to. I was striving to keep open to learn to improve. And number 10, which we're probably going to stop at this one tonight. Number 10 is stop wasting time. How will you find time to learn those new skills you wrote about above? Easy, stop wasting time. I bet you can easily carve out a few hours of your day to learn a new skill. It's all about shifting things around. But notably, stop watching so much TV. Studies show that too much TV watching is harmful to our health. I like a movie here and there, but I do not watch TV or, you know, just a lot. But, you know, for those that do, you know, mix it up sometimes. And quote he says here, how do you start watching TV? For some reason, you have to take drastic measures, like canceling your show. For others, delaying the show works. Delaying what works for me. Then he says here, quote, his wife had a DVR. They set the DVR to record all the shows that they wanted to watch. Surprisingly, they never watched half of the shows on the DVR. Not because they watched over other shows, but because they really aren't that interested in watching it. Oh, that works for them. Reading stimulates the mind. That's number 11. Did you know how many books I read 2 years ago? 0. That falls in line with the numbers from 2015 issue. 20% of Americans didn't read a single book. This year so far, I've read 5. How do I find the time to read the temple? I turn off the TV 30 minutes before bed and read. I don't miss anything important on TV, and it helps me to prepare for a good night. To get started reading and to stick with it, pick out some books that interest you. If you like mystery novels, then search out some short books and that niche. You can also check out my resources station for this of personal favorites. And he has a list of his personal favorites. Number 12, then we're going to stop on this one for tonight. Number 12 is meditate. Along with learning new skills and learning and reading, I'm sorry, I'm looking against sleeping. Let me start this over. Along with learning new skills and reading, you should fill up your new found free time by meditating for 10 minutes per day. Some may think that meditating is a waste of time, but I find that clearing my head of all my thoughts and just being present has a huge effect on my mood and happiness. Let me stop and digress here and add my comment or whatever. And yet some people like, meditate? What is meditate? You know, I don't know how to meditate. I don't know how to stop my brain from working or thinking or et cetera. And basically, to me, like I say, I don't like, you know, just sit in the corner and like, you know, hum something or whatever, you know, something may do. That's just not me. But, you know, I like to take out a moment sometime, and it may be 15 minutes. But sometimes I just don't want to hear no in the noise. I don't even want to hear my own self talk. Sometimes some people laughing, but I say, let me shut the hell up. Meaning, sometimes we all must shut the hell up and just take a moment and just meditate, and just be quiet. And allow thoughts to be clear. You know, sometimes we just talk too much. And sometimes we talk about nothing. That's the thing, too. So, meditate. I'm looking it up, make sure I've got the... It's very important, also, I must say, to look up words. Just because we think we know what they mean, you know, it's not nothing wrong with making sure we know what they mean, because when we know what words mean, we can better use them and apply them in our lives, and you know, won't be just saying or making up anything that doesn't you know, pertain to our lives or improving it. Meditate, to engage in thought or contemplation, reflect, to engage in a transcendental meditation. Devout religious contemplation, quiescent spiritual introspection, to consider as something to be done or affected, intent, purpose. So, basically, if you have a thought that you want to improve, you know, you can sit there. Yeah, in a sense, I guess, like, you know, having a talk with God about it, or your purpose, you know, why I want to do this, or why it's important to me, or what's my purpose of wanting to accomplish this, though, as well. So, with that, we're going to, let's see. What ended up sticking for me was starting off very slow, very sure. Amount of meditation time and making sessions longer as I improve. But you definitely have to be quiet. You can't meditate when a lot of noise or children running around doing God knows what. Who knows what's what? You cannot do it. So, you know, it's you have to, if you want to meditate, you have to find a quiet place. Get in a quiet corner, you know, and talk to God, allow himself, and ask him to remove the stress. And, you know, you may want to play a little soft music, so. But I think we do have a caller on. So let me just think I know who this is. Let's bring in our guest. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, beloved. How are you this evening?
Elder Fine Sister Brenda G. Muhammad. Thank you so much for joining us. I know I was a bit late doing my show, but you know, I feel better tonight. Let me get on out here and give God his praise. And you know, and yes, ma'am, and you know, I just want to have a little talk about self improvement. We all need it, self love, et cetera. So I would just want my sister to come on and I guess share a bit about ways to improve yourself and what you've done and how maybe it can help others and, you know, things of that nature. I'm not going to hold you up too long. I know it's 9 o'clock, probably got a couple more minutes or so, but if you want to share, then please do. It's just about self-love, self-improvement. Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
I'm going to start at a very, first I want to say, Assalamu alaikum, family. Thank you for having me.
Yes, ma'am.
I was
feeling
a little bit under the weather, so I wasn't online today as much
mm-hmm.
as I normally am. But I overcame that, and when I saw, I went to my Facebook, and I said, oh, Sister Pamela, she tagged me. So I came in as soon as possible, because that's part of overcoming difficulty, is when
yes.
we feel like we're not up to doing something, push. Because it may be something
yes.
that God has given to me to give tonight, and I would be cheating
mm-hmm.
myself and Allah and His people to withhold that. So I'm going to say something that's very interesting, and most people don't know this about me. Self-improvement. I was a very tiny girl. When I say tiny, I never weighed over 138 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
In life, even after I had children, I would lose the weight and I'd get back right there. So I went into a marriage that wasn't very good. I'm not going into that part because it's way, way over with, and may Allah be pleased with that husband because he's not with us anymore,
yes,
and I will not speak ill of him. But it was
yes,
me.
Ma'am.
I began to gain weight, Sister Pamela. And mm-hmm. one day I looked in the mirror and I could hardly wear any of my clothes. So I'm not conscious of what's going on. Why I can't wear my clothes? My clothes getting small. No, it was me getting bigger, and I didn't realize
mm-hmm.
it. So it got to a place where, long story short, I ended up weighing 418 pounds.
Wow.
A lot of people don't know that about me. And I
yes,
was
ma'am.
Totally
yes.
lost in that. Every day I felt like
mm-hmm.
I was going to die. I dieted, I exercised, I did things. It seemed like I couldn't lose the weight. So
mm-hmm.
a sister in the mosque told me one time, she said, Sister Brenda, you are carrying too much of the black man's burden. I didn't understand what she meant at first. She said, you're going to have to let everybody go and get a hold to yourself. Go inside of yourself and find yourself again. And
mm-hmm.
just become absorbed in yourself and God, of course, Allah. But mostly
yes.
find yourself. And when someone says that to you, you're thinking, but I am myself. No, when you
mm-hmm.
look in the mirror, you're not yourself. You're somebody else. 3 grown people and a baby. That was what I was carrying. So
yes, ma'am.
I went to see a doctor at that point. I started having some health problems, and I had never been a sickly person. So I went to this doctor,
mm-hmm.
and he asked me a question. He said, and I'm being very candid and very open with everyone at this point.
Yes, ma'am.
He asked me a question. And for some reason, just pop off the top of my head, I don't know why. He said, who was the first person to ever abuse you? And I said, my mother. Why did I say my mother? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere in some place in my brain, my mother did or said made something to me as a little child, and I didn't understand it, but it hit me real hard. He said, where's your mother now? I said, oh, my mother lives in another city. She lives in Chicago. I'm an adult. I have my own life. I want to deal with this weight. He said, aren't you glad that the people who abused you are not around anymore to do it any longer? And I thought about that for a moment, and then I said, that's right, they're not. And then he said, now, so why are you taking up where they left off? He was talking about me with the food.
Yes,
food
ma'am.
Had become my comfort zone. So I knew in order to improve myself totally, my thinking, my relationship with Allah, my relationship with people, my relationship with myself, I had to lose the weight. But oddly enough, when he asked me that question, it was like a world was lifted off me. And I began to eat differently and think differently. And I began to look for ways of out of my situation actively. I wasn't playing with it anymore. I didn't feel sorry for myself anymore. I knew this was something that I had done to myself, and I had to undo it. It was, the work was up to me. So, long story short, I ended up losing all of that weight, and I got down to about 155 pounds, which when we're getting older, time goes by, you don't realize certain things. But anyway, it was a great accomplishment for me to come from that place where I was mentally that took me there physically. That is the greatest battle that I have had in my life as far as self-improvement is concerned.
Wow. Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that. That would help a lot of people who are going through, obesity, because there definitely are a lot of, people.
So. I hope it helps.
Yes, ma'am. It's very inspiring, even though I've had that, but just your testimony of itself and getting over, your own personal battle. That's beautiful. So that just goes to prove that, Sister Brenna can do it. If you put your mind and faith into it like she did, then you too can improve. Yes, ma'am. So that's what's about tonight. That's why I named the program Do You. Meaning, a lot of times as a woman, we definitely take care of our children and maybe the church, in the church, or and maybe in the mall, so we volunteer, we're taking care of grandchildren and husbands and the whole world except ourselves. And it's
we
nothing wrong with pulling back. And yes,
you
sure do, and everyone else. And so that's why tonight, we must have to learn how to live self-love and self-improve our own self, because if we're not here, and then we won't help anyone to, be able to help. So you have to learn how to pull back and take time for yourself.
Exactly.
And that's not selfish. That is self-love. That's self-motivation.
It's necessary.
I can't tell tonight. Yes, ma'am. Sure is. It's very necessary
because we as women, especially, we have so many hats that we wear. We're the nurse, we're the doctor, we're the teacher, we're the lawyer, we're the housekeeper, a wife, mother, grandmother, like you said, all of that.
Yes, ma'am.
And then if we have jobs, and if there's only, 24 hours in this day to go from one thing to the next. And in that 24 hours, if you would make a small chart and just actually actively put down the numbers of hours that you do for others and then put a block where you have yourself, and you'll come to find out, you have zeros every week, every day. There's a zero because there's no time in the day. So if we don't take the time, take something away from everything that we give ourselves too much to, and take that time and focus on self, not only will you be a better person for yourself, but you will be better for the people that you're involved with and the activities that you are involved in. you know, if you take some time for yourself. Because then you don't
treat
people as if they are being selfish by not giving you enough time to take for yourself. It's just like that lady said, I'm reclaiming my time, reclaiming my time. Mm-hmm. You have to reclaim your time. Because if you don't, mm-hmm. other people don't know how to do that for you. They just think that you're very giving and very loving. And the more you give, the more you have to give. It's the same as to whom much is given, much is required. Yes, but you have to have limits. So you have to take some time away from everything that you give to every place that you give it and add that on to yourself. It doesn't take a lot, and you'll find out that you will be more balanced.
Wow.
Yes,
well,
ma'am.
With that, that's beautiful. We're going to wrap up the show with those very inspiring words. I could not, I can't add anything to that. I cannot. And with that, thank you so much, Sister Brenda, for always bringing a beautiful spirit, wisdom, and such a humble heart. We thank a lot for you. And thank you again, and please come again. You're always welcome at the Initiative Radio. If you want to host some nights on Thursday night, then feel free to let me know so I can go on a vacation.
Yes, ma'am, absolutely. We will discuss that because everybody, I have to give you some of my time that I take from you and give back to you for yourself. Yes, ma'am, absolutely.
Yes, yes, thank you so much. Oh, goody, oh, God. Yes, well, praise be to God. But I've enjoyed it, everyone. I hope you have, too. Hopefully we've said something. I know definitely Sister Brenda did. Hoping I may have said one or two things that may have inspired you to, you know, to do better and just, you know, love yourself and let your light shine, because Allah has given all of us a light, and there's nothing wrong with shining it humbly and for His sake and the beauty and the self-preservation, as long as it's done rightfully and from the right spirit. So with that, I'm going to close out in the name of Allah, as I came. I thank everyone, again, Sister Brenda, for being our very special motivator and self-love that you shared with us tonight, self-improvement and stuff. So with that, everyone, thank you again, and come back again at the Initiative Radio Network. This is Kamala Patterson Lightman, Sister Tommy K. Muhammad, as well as Sister G. Brenda Muhammad, signing off with love and peace. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.